Hey, welcome everybody. Let me read a verse for you in Daniel chapter 10, verse 14. I want to introduce our program with this verse. It says this, "Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days." This is an angel speaking to the prophet Daniel, telling him, I want to inform you of what's coming to upon your people in the latter days. In today's program, Doc and I are going to discuss our predictions, just predictions now. We don't know. God hasn't spoken to us in our ear and told us what's coming and when, other than what God has told us in the Word of God. But Doc and I are going to give our predictions as we start out this new year, what we think could be coming this year. All right? So we'll be back in about 30 seconds. Hey, welcome everybody to the program. I think you're gonna enjoy today's program, and I've got some stuff that I hope is coming this year. I've got some things that I think may be coming this year.
The rapture.
That's on the list. Well, don't get ahead of us here. And that's the one with the big star I put on down here. But before we get to this, I want to share real quickly because I think we talked about this last week. Doc didn't get this out in time for Christmas, but it's here. His brand new book, and she'll put it up in just a minute here. His brand new book, The Truths of Christmas, 52 pages, easy to read. He's got 10 points in here. He's got something about the shepherds. He's got the inn. And let's see, putting away privily, taxes, the timing of the birth, all these different things, different titles here. I know Christmas is over. I want you to go to the website and I want you to get this. It's on Doc's website, but I think you can get there right through Crossing the Spotlight, or just call the 800 number. Tell them, hey, I want Doc's new book. In fact, get two of them, one for your pastor. And all right, and she'll have something she'll put up later, maybe on the screen here. Or Doc, you want to say a word or two about it? How about we do that?
I know it's about the birth of Christ, but it's really about the redemption story. And the information there is much more and in-depth than just about what we call the Christmas story. Yep. So, yes.
And, okay. Yep. All right. So let's come back to 2026 here now. Can you believe it's 2026?
It's hard to believe. We're here.
Of course, at the time of this recording,
we still got a few days.
Six days before Christmas. Yep. And I'm saying it's 2026, but it's...
That's when this will come out.
It's when this will come out. And and my voice is not real good today. It's kind of scratchy.
Well, the people watching say, oh, I guess Doc will do the talking today.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to get a drink of water.
Amen.
You want to start us off, Doc? What do you see coming? Just give us one of yours.
I'm giving the year a title. 2026, the year of the tricks. I really believe that Satan and his minions are going to pull out every trick in the book to deceive the world. We know that one of the signs of the end times is deception.
Yeah.
And the greater majority of the population of the world are gullible to tricks.
Yeah.
And
save people.
Yes. And so I believe, number one, that this is going to be a year of intensifying unrest. What we saw in 2025, not only in America, but in almost all of your major, what's called Western civilized world, had the same thing we've had in America. Unbelievable rebellion in the street. Can you imagine people trying to run the ICE police out of their neighborhood, who is there with a warrant to arrest a criminal, illegal alien? Yet they are unbelievable, belligerent. It blows my mind, but it shows you the depth of depravity of lost people who do not know Christ as their Savior. And I'm convinced that this year, in 2026, we are going to see that greatly increase. And if we're not careful, we're going to see full rebellion and some civil war type things happen. And that's what the globalists want. Because if the globalists can accomplish that, then they can come in and take over.
Well, that's how they pass things. That's how they get stuff going. It's right. Strife and crises.
That's exactly right.
What was the guy that worked with Obama? Don't ever let a good crisis
go to waste. Yeah.
They use it to get something.
Exactly. And so they just keep poking this thing and all of that. And then we're seeing about the graft and the fraud, not just only up in Minnesota, but state after state after state, especially those that are run by a certain party. Unbelievable. And I don't think they've even begun to get to the depth of what all they really have. And so, but the Bible does say in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, it talks about our anticipation of our redemption, our full redemption, the rapture that we call it. And it talks about the earth groaning, travailing, and the whole creation. We're watching, I believe, an intensifying of every area, natural science. We're watching a lot of things in the realm of all of that, things in astronomy above, then the unrest of the people and the drive of our of the world's leaders to do everything they can to silence the people. All of the laws that are being passed all through the EU over there, silencing what people can say, put you in jail if you didn't say what you should have said. It's going to get worse.
Wasn't it when Obama was running for office that the DNC at their convention threw God out of the DNC?
Yeah.
Now, people can joke about that. They can say, oh, that's just talk. I mean, these people, this is not the Democrat Party that my dad grew up in.
Let me give you an example. Decades before that, we had a whole island full of people called Haiti.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And look where they are.
Yeah, they made a pact with the devil 100 years ago.
And so here we are now, and we're watching what's happened to the party you just talked about making such decisions.
I mean, everything that they talk about is demonic.
It is.
I mean, there's some things we got to be careful here on YouTube, but...
But you know, I mean, Jesus said, he looked at the scribes and Pharisees even, the religious bunch, and said, you're of your father, the devil.
Of your father, the devil.
And that's exactly what the problem is. And you and I that we've been adopted into the family of God, we've been born again, we've had a new birth, and we have a relationship with our living Savior, we can see things they have no idea, they cannot see it. It's impossible to see. They don't have an eye to see it with.
A lot of these transgender kids who are growing up.
Yes.
They've been on medications that have changed them.
It's changed them.
A lot of these shootings are people that are that have been involved in that.
Sad. But no, the problem's the gun. It's not the person behind it. It's the gun.
Yeah.
Look what happened just this week down in Australia.
You know, Australia and what
they
do,
they doubled down on their enforcement of no guns.
Yep.
What good is that?
And those guys were picking them off.
This is what lost people who are of their father, the devil. I don't care how religious they may think they are. They cannot see.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see.
And so this is a battle between good and evil.
It's right.
That's JFK's Democrat Party.
And you're going to watch this year, good is going to get less and less, and evil's going to get more and more.
Well, we'd like to turn that around, but I don't think it's going to happen.
But we are involved in prophecy, and Dan, you know as well as I do, we've read prophecy. We know where it's headed.
It waxes worse and worse.
And Jesus said, when he returns, shall I find faith on the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? And I think we mention this one every year. The big earthquake got to be on the sea.
Yes. Natural
events. We got that ring of fire that comes right around the coast of America. We got Yellowstone.
Yep.
There's been big earthquakes. Alaska's had some big ones.
Just 2 weeks ago, first week of December, we had the alignment of the planets. We had unbelievable explosions off the sun, emitting enormous amount of energy. At the same time, at the ends of that ring of fire, we had major earthquakes and new volcanic action. Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. And we've been saying it, everyone's been saying it for decades, but this could be the year that something big, Los Angeles or the New Madrid Fault, close to my
which
home.
Which is close to where I'm at. We're at right now.
What, 2 or 3 hours at the most?
No, we're not even that far. We're about an hour at the most from it, 45 minutes. So. But something, I know not everybody agrees with me, and that's okay. I don't really see America as a great major player when it comes time for the tribulation, but maybe I'm wrong, and that's okay. It won't matter. I won't be here and won't care. But I'm convinced something could easily throw us out of the major role. And I'm here to tell you, that's what Europe would love to do.
Yeah.
That's what China would love to do. That's what Russia would love to do.
I just don't see any leadership. I don't see anything over there that looks like it could run anything.
But if we didn't have President Trump, we wouldn't have any leadership.
Yeah.
We'd be just as bad off as they are in England.
Like, for good or for bad, he's got a part to play in this.
Now, he has.
I don't believe he's the Antichrist, but he's...
Oh, no.
He's setting up he's become the king of the world, in a sense. And I listened in the truck on the way here. He was doing a news conference with the big executives from the pharmaceuticals and I mean, he's paving the way for something here.
Oh, you mean he was using the commerce section of commerce to do all of this?
Yeah, he was talking
about... Or was he bypassing all of them?
Yeah, Congress
they're they're illegitimate. Worthless.
I told you when I got here, I said, we need to fire Congress.
Yeah. My wife and I, we watch on YouTube, and we watch some of these things in Congress and some of those things, and it's nothing but rhetoric. They get up, they make great statements, but zero.
Let's be fair to the good guys. There are some good guys.
But the good guys can get nothing done.
Well, that's because we're so evenly divided. It's just a few.
Because within the realms of what's supposed to be good guys, you've got some that are good guys and some that are not so good guys.
Yeah. Now, the midterms could make or break this thing.
That's right.
And but the Senate's a problem, too. You got to have the 60-vote thing.
All of it is there.
Well, let's get off that.
But I'm saying we're going to see this intensify. I'm confident.
All right. So earthquake could be very devastating to our country or some other country. What do you got another one, Doc?
Well, we've already touched on it. And politically, we're going to see an intensifying of global push of the elites becoming more elite and the masses becoming satisfied with the bones that they get thrown.
I think the President Trump, that's his mindset. I think he sets up cabinets, he sets up boards, he sets up, like he brought in all them pharmaceutical guys, and they're all going to lower their prices, but
I'm talking about on the world stage. I'm convinced that we're watching the leaders in all of the major countries of the world working their way up, and what's happening is the masses of the people are getting equaled and mashed out.
Yeah.
We don't no longer have really a middle class like we once had.
No. That's the goal.
That's the goal of it. And so with that, I foresee socialism is really making its way to the forefront.
And we just did a whole show on that. Is socialism going to bring in the Antichrist?
I'm convinced it is, because what we have right now is between the ages of, middle 20s to 50. They've got all these names for them, Gen Zs and all of this. I'm just saying that group of people, because of the educational system that they have come through, these are the people that are now becoming the leaders. Folks my age, we're passing off the scene. But that's the age that's coming. And right now, almost 60-some percent of them favor socialism. We're headed there.
Yeah, I've seen the polls.
We're headed there.
See, they haven't experienced it. They've just seen what they've seen on television.
But as Rush Limbaugh used to say, you know, they were just a skull full of mush. And so when they were in all these universities and colleges, this is what we've turned out. And today, you can like it or not like it, but I'm here to tell you the greater majority of the teachers are the ones that have been taught by all of this. They're now teaching it from the little all the way through.
Now, you mentioned Rush Limbaugh, Doc. So let me give another one on my list here. I don't know that this is going to happen, and it may not happen with guns, but some sort of civil war. Rush Limbaugh made a statement years ago. Rush Limbaugh said that. I never forgot this. I remember him saying it. I remember it moved me. He said, let's go ahead and split the nation. Let's build a wall between the blue states and the red states, Democrat, Republican. He said it wouldn't be 6 months. I think that's what he said. It wouldn't be 6 months. The blue states would be digging tunnels to get in the red states.
Exactly right.
They're starving to death.
That's exactly right.
And I can see that.
Well, look what's happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
They want to place a big tax on all of the companies that hire a new employee, thinking that's going to increase revenue. All that's going to do is run the last 50% of the people that have already left. It's crazy, but that's what they think.
They've lost their minds. The blue states, the blue politics. You heard the governor of Minnesota after Trump was talking about the Somalis. He got on TV and said, we're going to bring more in.
Yeah. And then he said, we're forming a task force to look into fraud. Now, wait a minute. You should have had that a long time ago so you wouldn't have been.
They're still finding all the money that's been stolen
Socialism is, honestly, I can see this year, because this is a major election year, midterms, and you're going to see this an issue because of New York.
If Trump starts turning the valve off to the money going to these people.
Yep.
That's when they'll rise up and they'll take up arms, whatever.
I don't know, but
it's very possible. Somehow. Quickly, Doc, you got another one?
Yes, society as a whole. And I believe that what we're seeing, we've already talked about it, the unrest in all Western civilized world. South America, you've got all kinds of unrest. Look what's in Mexico. Man, they're marching in the streets in their own capital over there. Look what's happening in all of the European nations over there. I mean, this week, the farmers in Netherlands or where it was, they were pelting the police with their potatoes because of a new rule in the European Union that was just about going to make the farmers bankrupt. It's everywhere. And then when you allow what they've done, bringing all the immigrants into their... If you think it's bad here, you ought to be in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
They've lost. And so I'm telling you, the social and cultural and society itself is setting the stage for the Antichrist stage to be set.
Yeah. Well, Doc, I gave a lot of thought on this one as well. I believe this year, I think the war in Ukraine is going to end.
Oh, I'm confident it will, yes.
They may have a deal before this even ends.
Before it airs. It's very possible.
But we said that once before in a year's gone by.
But it's very possible.
But here's what I think. What's next for Russia? I think we're going to begin seeing Russia move troops
into
supplies down to the border of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Preparing for the Ezekiel 38 war.
And their bond with Iran is going to get closer and closer. Iran's about like a snake. I don't know, many of our people probably don't, but I grew up on a farm. I don't know, you cut the head off of a snake, and the old saying is, until the sun goes down, that head will still strike. Do you realize that Tehran over there, their capital, they have no water?
Yeah.
But they're still putting out new-style drones for the world. Their people are dying of thirst, having to move, and yet they're doing all these things. So Russia is going to come down there and help them with this against Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how long it'll be, but I don't think it'll be very long because the European Union is doing everything they can to act like there's going to be a war with them and Russia. Russia doesn't care about them. Russia's going to go down and help the people that have been helping them, the ones they have a bond with, down in Syria and down there with Turkey and down there with Iran.
And we know from Scripture that the goal is Israel.
That's right.
And that I think that's all tied in with the rapture and the crowning of the Antichrist.
It's very, very probable, very close. Well, that brings us then to anti-Semitism. Well, the rise of it.
I never thought I'd see it like I have now.
It's awful.
Even people that I like and respect it, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, he keeps saying he's not, but
he's
you
an anti-Semite.
He
absolutely.
He's got a
chip
on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And well, he keeps saying that they're killing all the innocent people.
But he's like other men and women that are full of pride. They'll never admit they said something they shouldn't have said.
He keeps making a statement that they have no right to be killing all the innocent people in Gaza. I think he's bought into something that's
he's
a lie.
Bought into. But hey, I get emails from people, some of our followers here, and folks that I've known for years, preachers, I don't know, and I'm blowing my mind. It's like, how can you swallow this? They're turning this away.
Yeah.
And coupled with that is the anti-Christian spirit in the world.
Yeah.
And what's happening, I can see it, Dan, is that true Christianity is becoming so marginalized inside, quote-unquote, Christianity, until true Christianity has almost no impact on what's called Christianity today.
Yeah.
And
right.
It is going to get worse this year.
Yeah, it's so watered down. And you see them, I mean, even the Charlie Kirk thing. I like Charlie Kirk. I think he had some good stuff.
Yeah.
But they were ecumenical.
Yes.
And because it's political.
Absolutely.
And you know, we can't get into politics as ministries. We've got to have our goals right, and we got to, you know, the Great Commission.
But we can speak against that which is unbiblical.
Yeah, but I think a lot of ministries, so called, actually leave ministry and become a political organization.
Yeah. Well, it has
and that's
happened.
A dead end road. What we need is to get people saved.
Yeah.
Get them discipled and bring about revival.
But that's what I'm saying about, you mentioned it a while ago, the Laodicean era in which we're living. When I grew up, you could knock on a door, they would open the door, you could go in, you could take your Bible, sit down with them, you could show them, share the gospel, they would get saved, they'd come next Sunday to church, get baptized, and then get hooked up in church, and you could disciple them, teach them. You can't even get in their houses anymore. And so what happened is churches rather than understanding what's happening, they're looking for ways of compromise. And Dan, I don't know, but I was with a preacher just a couple of days ago and talked with him. And his church only has 6 adults. So here's the question. Do I compromise or do I close? This is where true Christianity is headed. They're headed to a place where they are going to have to make a decision. Am I going to stick with the stuff no matter what happens? Or am I going to compromise? And it's a serious situation.
Well, I got a good illustration for you that we've talked about in the past. You start a podcast or a YouTube channel, you've got to get into crazy stuff to grow an audience.
Exactly.
Because people don't come just to hear you talk about prayer or you know, they come because of some ecstatic thing, some moving thing, absolutely, some headline, and you get caught up in that.
Well, a lot of ministries like ours is more interested in esoterical kind of things and rather than because they'll draw a bigger crowd than we will. I'm not saying that everybody is is walking away from traditional Christianity and true Bible Christianity. There's a great segment of them. But I'm telling you, percentage-wise, we are becoming literally marginalized. True Christianity, true Bible Christianity is being pushed to the peripheral of what's known as Christianity until it is almost of no effect.
Yeah.
And I see it not getting better. Well,
Doc,
I see it getting worse.
My big one here that I put a big star next to is this could be the year of the rapture.
I'm ready.
And I did a show. You were not here. I did a show by myself right here. Uh-huh. It wasn't too long ago. It's on YouTube now. Took a while to get up. It's up there now. And it's called The 2026 Timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I give a scenario. I'm not saying he's coming on that day. I'm saying there's a whole lot of things that I brought out. And I did a PowerPoint right here. It was on the screen right behind me. Mm-hmm. And I showed them the timeline. And I showed him all the amazing things about that November date that I gave.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was November 8th. It's a Sunday, by the way, which is 6 p.m. Saturday night in Israel. And I believe it's got to be, I believe that's the date it's got to be, the day, because I believe a Sunday is important because I believe that's where creation began. And there's no doubt about that. Day one was Sunday, mm-hmm. because on day seven, God rested. That was the Sabbath day. That was Saturday, yeah. What we call Saturday. And so that everything just lines up right down to the reading of the Torah. The Jews do.
Mm.
On that day, that Saturday morning, November 8th, in Israel and around the world, the Jews will be reading out of the Torah. They'll be reading the place in Genesis where Abraham tells his servant Eleazar to go get a bride for my son,
yeah.
Isaac.
Amen.
Well, that's the rapture.
Could and, well be.
That's what they're going to read yeah. that morning. And then yep. at 6 p.m. Saturday night could be the rapture.
It would be great. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I hope it comes before then.
Yeah.
And calendars are a little more difficult to figure yeah. out because on the Jewish calendar, every 3 years they have a leap month, so that yeah. makes another thing in it. But
yeah.
but yeah, I believe this could easily be. Boy, the things are setting everywhere. Hey, before we get off here today, let me remind folks about our project for the mission field, our little radios, and we've had several thousand dollars that have come in to buy these. We give them to the missionaries, national pastors, goes into a lot of countries where they don't even have a Bible, they don't even have the Word of God in their language, and we can put that on these little chips that go in here, and they can play the Bible in their language. If you want to help us, it'd be a great opportunity to reach out the world with the gospel.
All right, and folks, thanks for listening in again, and don't forget, we're viewer-supported, people just like you. The right checks and donate over the phone, however you do it. We're starting a new year. We'd like to take on some more networks if it's possible. Thank you to all that have partnered with us,
Amen.
Those of you that give. If you'd like to be involved in that, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.